5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I forgot what we were saying. What were we saying?
Shit.
Oh my god, Alexa, shut the fuck up.
I know, right? Okay. I'm just going to count to 10, and then after 10, we'll start over. Well, not start over, but... Okay, 1, 2... 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So, welcome to episode 28 of season 2. He thought I was going to do it all sexy, but I wasn't.
I did. I was prepared.
So, if you just joined, this is Maria at Maria the Arcane on Instagram, and I'm joined by the ever so lovely Robin of A Tired Witch on Instagram.
Oh, hello. If you have just joined us this week, every single week we talk about upcoming lunar phases and what that means for our magical practice. That being said, this is not a check-in on your personal current astrological chart and what that could mean. It just shows us what the lunar phase is in and kind of how we can utilize that for our magical practices. So that being said, on November 19th, we have a lunar eclipse. It is going to be a lunar eclipse in Taurus. Lunar eclipses in general are really powerful moons. They kind of utilize all the lunar phases in one. So we typically, similar to like a blue moon, we save these phases for like our extra gusto spell work. So aside from the Taurus aspect of the moon, you can just pretty much use this moon to kick some serious magical ass. In terms of the Taurus moon, we're going to be utilizing energies like lack of action in our life and how to kind of get the ball rolling. Anything that we find roadblocks with or stubbornness in our relationships. And we are also going to be tackling aspects like materialism or just kind of prosperity in general. So this is a really good time to focus on magic that has to do with kind of creating a stable future for ourselves. So whether that is maybe you're planning to move or you need a better job or a job promotion or you just really want to get some extra cash, this is a really good time to do magic in, you know, revolving around that sort of thing. It's, to be frank, this is a really good, especially with it being an eclipse, this is a really good time to do magic that is like all about overindulgence. The living deliciously, if you will.
Yeah. Like the lady on the Nine of Pentacles that keeps coming up.
This is your Black Phillip moon is what I'm trying to say. I know that this is probably going to bring up conversation in social media about eclipses. I don't know if you guys remember the last solar eclipse and the intensity, we're going to call it, of people's opinions, regardless of historical context or not. Use it, don't use it. But if you are going to use it, this is how I would do it.
Yeah.
How I would recommend it.
Yeah, I'm going to do. I think I really like Taurus lunar eclipses for like doing prosperity work, like for the when the moon is, you know, waning, I will do like blockage removal. And then when it goes, you know, starts to go full again, and, you know, what money flow and stuff like that. So I'll do another spell for money flow and for continual money flow. So it's like sustainable money.
I love that. Yes.
Thank you.
That's nice.
That's nice.
That's nice. I say go out there, do some magic, live deliciously, you know, live your best life. Have fun with it. I almost said it. I know you think I was going to say it.
You were waiting for it. Say it.
Well, guys,
I was going to say it for you because I heard it. It was there.
I've ruined Maria. And I bet you all of you listening thought I was going to say it, but I didn't. So really, at the end of the day, isn't that a reflection of you? Not a reflection of me. Just think about it.
I don't know. I'm just sitting right here, live, laugh, loving. I mean, it's fine.
And now it's in Maria's head. So
yes, thanks.
Listen, I'm not trying to say that I'm an insidious individual, but every once in a while. Anyway, you guys, why don't you go live, laugh, love this November 19th for the Taurus lunar eclipse? You're welcome.
Yes. So, if you just started listening to us, every podcast we talk about a random tarot card. We go over the universal meaning and then our own interpretations of the cards. And so, hearing other people's opinions helps beginners form their own, or even those who have been practicing for a while expand their views on other meanings. So, this week we are talking about the Ace of Wands reversed. So on this card upright, you see a hand jutting out of a cloud holding a wand. Like all wands that represent growth, it is very obviously phallic shaped. On our penis-shaped wand, you see branches with touches of new leaves growing on them. And in the background, you can see a castle, rolling hills, a river, and trees. The key words of this card reversed are lack of direction, motivation, and delays. So now, as well, almost always for myself, it depends on, you know, what's around this card when it pops up reversed. But I find more often than not that it warns of, like, warns us not to give in to escapism, that we need to grow roots, stay grounded, build on what we've already what we already have and what we've already created, and to finish what we start. The wands for me are about life paths, growth, and sometimes the biggest obstacle that we run into when it comes to these things are like boredom, restlessness, or just wanting to get to a place that we haven't quite worked towards quite yet. And this card asks you not to give into those pulls of escapism, that now isn't the time to go on a new adventure. Grow where you are, or you'll be starting over, and you have to work back up towards, you know, towards where you once were. Now, alternatively, or even additionally, this card tends to look like a thumbs down, which means, you know, it tells you not to go forward with something. Now, all of our ideas for growth or life paths can work out. And this card is just giving you the heads up about it before you get in over your head. So how do you view this card, Robin?
So, you know, when the card is upright, it speaks of like sparks of idea, clarity, that sort of thing. When I see it in reverse, that clarity turns into haste, and that haste becomes making like ill thought out, unclear, hasty decisions. And because of that, you might have like really, really good ideas, but the follow through is not as it should be, let's say. And so for me, it's really just kind of like rushed, ill thought out thinking that has like maybe a really good idea, but poor planning. as my husband always says, poor planning creates piss poor performance. That is discard. And in like really extreme cases, I've seen this mostly in my day job, but it has come up enough times that it's worth mentioning. Okay. You know how you talked about the card being very phallic in nature?
Yes.
This card in reverse, on a rare occasion, I have seen it come up in association to like sexual problems or impotency. Oh my God, I can't speak. You know what I mean? Impotency.
You said it right. You said it right.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
those sort of things. Maybe a Viagra is needed. You know what I'm saying? Or your partner is not performing in the bedroom in a way that leads to any kind of satisfaction. So it doesn't come up that often in this, but because of its phallic nature, I have seen it come up a few times. So it's worth noting.
That's really interesting. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, obviously it is also in context of other cards that we see around it and everything else, but I have seen it.
So, going off our topic of discussion from our coffee talk, we thought we would talk about, well, hexing. Before we jump in, how would you define hexing?
Well, for me, there is a variety of different, like, I call them tiers to the baneful magic that one is performing. So to me, hexing is slightly bigger than an inconvenience, but not as like detrimental, damaging, or permanent as a curse. Jinxing is like an inconvenience. Yes. Cursing is something that is takes so much energy. It's so detrimental. One might need it to be completely cleansed off of them, etc. They might need outside help to get rid of it. So a hex is on the in-between. It is much more serious than a jinx, but usually will go away on its own in time.
Yeah. I view it the same, you know, the use of baneful magic to help like justice along in magically inflicting misfortune on a person you are directing energy towards with the intention to cause it.
Magical misfortune. That is, that's a good way to put it. And it sounds fun to say.
Magical misfortune.
We got a real case of magical
Hello,
misfortune.
New band name. When do you think it's personally a wrong or right time to hex?
That is so subjective. ooh. Well, listen, I know that...
Just for you personally, like, not for other people.
For me personally, I think it's always the right time to hex somebody. Listen, here's the deal, guys. I actually don't perform baneful magic that often, but... This is my moral justification on it. If you have pissed me off so badly that I'm even considering it, because my brain does never goes there first. In fact, it's one of those things that oftentimes I will look back on the situation and be like, why didn't I just think to hex them? Do you know what I mean? So for me, because going towards baneful magic is very much so not even close to my first line of defense, if I've even considered it, that enough is justification for me. Like, you've obviously wronged me so badly that I'm even considering that as a path to go down. Clearly, I'm justified because I don't think like that.
Yes. Robin will quickly put nail polish all over your photo and then light it on fire.
I was thinking.
Yeah. So for myself, I don't take like hexing lightly, you know, something that relatively big has to happen in order for me to do it. Like, I would never hex someone who say, let's, you know, beat me out on a job, or like hex someone for having something that I don't, like, you know, some immature people in our community would. But like, but now I do like I do not at all believe in the threefold rule, like, but I do find, like, petty hexing usually has consequences, or at least, you know, the energy can be returned to the person in some way. But I do believe, like, I don't, like, you know, sometimes it will come back and hit you under certain circumstances where it wasn't warranted. But, like, when I do choose to hex, it is because someone is, like, being intentionally cruel with, like, intent to harm me or a loved one, like, either, you know, emotionally or physically, or if, like, someone steals something from me. But, like, luckily, I don't have that many situations where that happens often.
I didn't think of a specific situation when that happened, and you got one of them. I can think of one.
But luckily, I mean, that doesn't happen too often, you know. But when they do, like, I tend to have, like, a sliding scale of, like, how bad the hex is. Like, mm-hmm. the people who cause me physical harm or loved ones harm, you know, will get the worst of it, mm-hmm. like, hands down. But someone stealing something from me will, like, get just, like, any little bitty, like, little thing. Mm-hmm. I like how you could recall something.
I can recall. Listen, I'm gonna out you right now. I can remember a time that a piece of jewelry of yours went missing at a bowling alley.
No, it was a restaurant.
It was a restaurant. Bowling alley.
Like, I left it. Yeah. No, look, like, any person eating wings. I took off my ring at the table.
Oh my god.
It was a ring my wife had gotten me for, like, Yule. And I was so really upset about it because too. It was beautiful. Yeah, it was gold obsidian and it was absolutely beautiful. And I loved it so much. And I was so pissed that no one fessed up to, you know,
yeah,
having it. I was so mad. So. I was so mad.
Oh my word. So specifically would you say, in your viewpoint, is not a time to hex somebody then? Like, what is your moral compass on that then?
If someone has, like, something, like, I'm extremely jealous of someone, mm-hmm. I'm not going to hex them for being jealous. Like, I am, like, old enough to be like, well, you're kind of, like, being very jealous and envious of this person. It does not warrant, like, yeah. inflicting pain on this person. Because I feel like, I don't know. That's, like, when hexing goes wrong, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Right. How about you?
I have the first preface of fact that a lot of people say things like, oh, I don't want my spell to backfire, right? I don't want it to come back to me. Mm-hmm. And I found this to be really interesting because, you know, how the other day I did an Instagram post that was based off of a tweet that I did where I was like, what are your views on jinxing, hexing, cursing? And a lot of the responses, mm-hmm. people were saying that they are worried about it coming back to them, right? And I don't mm-hmm. believe in that. When we hold this idea of, like, whatever you put out, you get back, right? In terms of, like, your energy, mm-hmm. People often bring up stuff like karma. And that is not what karma is. Mm-hmm. Karma is a belief system that is rooted in Buddhism and Hinduism. Hello, Robin. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, so much more complicated than just, oh, I did something bad, so something bad came back and hit me. It came back to me. And it's was something.
Well, karma is also, like, the life path thing.
It's 100%.
Well, dharma is what happens in this life.
Yeah, and it happens. It's something that follows you into the next lifetime if you believe in reincarnation. It's so much more complicated than that. And I think that people throw around the word karma without really understanding what that word means. And simultaneously, I would argue that the idea that, you know, well, I haven't hexed, right? Because I'm worried about it backfiring and coming back to me. Or it catching up with me, I believe aligns really, really closely to our ideas of, like, heaven and hell and sinning. I mean, sinning, mm-hmm. by definition, is I've done something bad. I haven't said sorry to the priest. And so I'm going to go to hell, right? This bad thing is going to happen to me. And I know this, I'm getting very like Ancient Aliens about this right now, but it, the fact that it kept coming up so many times, it did to me bring up the question, at least, do people still hold this sort of accidental notion of if I'm bad, if I am, quote, spiritually bad, not bad like done a murder, because that is objectively morally bad. but if I'm, quote, spiritually bad, will I spiritually pay for it? Do you know what I mean? Which is, in my opinion, the definition of sinning. From a non-Christian viewpoint, of course. I'm sure people who are Christian hold a very different viewpoint on that. Anyway, so where I'm going with all this is that I don't personally view that there is not a time that you can't text. Because I don't believe in things like spells backfiring, for example. I've had spells that have worked, haven't worked. I've had spells that I was too specific on. It worked too well, and then that was not good in its own its own respect. I got too much of what I wanted, let's say. But I've never, in my knowledge, had a spell, quote, backfire. I've had it not work. I've had myself doing the spell wrong, let's say, like being the super specific, but I've never had one backfire. And so to me, my personal views on when not to hex has nothing to do with the moral compass of should I, shouldn't I, but instead it's a, is this worth my time and energy? Like, really?
I think that, like, when spells do, like, backfire, let's say, it's because if you're doing a hex, like, towards someone and they have up wards or, like, a mirror spell, you're going to get it back.
Right.
Like,
no, totally. But then that isn't, in my opinion, the spell itself backfiring. That is just somebody's wards working. And I think that that is a part of, like, the conversation that people seem to leave out, I guess, or at least I feel like they're leaving out. I don't know. Like, I just, I feel like,
I do, like, I don't know. I do kind of disagree, just because, like, I do feel like the universe does make us pay in certain ways for things that we do. And hexing, you know, like, there's always, like, energy exchange. So, like, there's might be a repercussion for doing something. But there's also repercussion for doing something good.
Right.
You know.
I don't know. For me, I always feel like if it's justified in my own personal viewpoint, then that's that.
Oh, yeah. If it's justified, that's that. But then
you say that, like, right? You say that if it's justified, then who is the moral guide for if it's justified or not? Like, if we have the conversation of, like, you know, well, I feel like if you put out bad stuff, there's a potential for it to come back, right? Then there has to be some sort of golden rule here as to what is and what isn't justified. And a personal opinion, especially when you're the victim, let's say, is not a clear scope of whether or not something is or isn't justified. It's like, it's such a philosophical question, right? And that's why I choose to just ignore all of it and say, is it worth my time and energy? If the answer is yes, then I'll do it. If the answer is no, then I won't. But it has nothing to do with what I put out coming back to me, because I feel like all of it is, like, such a subjective, like, moral compass. Like, it's that expression, what's chaos to the fly is normal to the spider, right? It's all about perspective. Yeah. And if you were, for example, let's use the ring that went missing. Maybe that person thought it was theirs, let's say. Like, they were like, oh, did I set this here? Or is this my mom's? And they picked it up and they didn't even mean to steal it. Do you know what I mean? Now, I don't think that's what happened. I'm giving a hypothetical situation here, but just based off of something we've talked about. Then you could totally argue the fact that, like, you hexing them, they were accidentally doing it. They didn't mean to. And then that is, like, you know.
Oh, I do want to say, before I did the spell itself, like, involved, like, a puppet. And it was, like, just they would, like, oh my gosh, it's been so long since I did it. But basically, they would the guilt that they felt for taking it right. would be there. But that was the hex. Right. Like, it wasn't that they'd be in pain or anything. Right. They would just have this
itch. I'm using that one
they
as like
they need to get
like
rid
an
of
example,
it.
You know what I mean? Because it's something that we've talked about.
But yeah.
Like, for example, what if, you know, you had a friend whose boyfriend, let's say, cheated on them, and you were like, let's hex this asshole, right? But then come to find out, like, that isn't exactly the truth. You know what I mean? And you were doing that. I mean, this is just a hypothetical example, but like that sort of stuff has happened before where somebody hasn't exactly told the truth because they're upset. And now you... Mm-hmm. as a bystander are doing something because you think you're helping your friend when in reality your friend hasn't exactly been truthful. And so I just feel like it's all like so subjective based off of who is who you're asking. Do you know what I mean? That I personally
That totally makes sense.
It's so subjective. I don't know. I don't think there ever is a time to not, unless I don't give a shit enough to put the energy into it.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things, like, I tell like newer witches that are like trying to find their like belief systems, like within their practices and stuff like that, it's like, forget what you have already learned like in the past. Now, what do you believe?
Right.
Like, what is your moral compass? Like, what is wrong to you? What is right to you? You know, you have to like personally like fill it out yourself.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I think that's a really good bit of advice to give somebody, because I think it is so much more subjective than a simple yes or no answer. And I think the people who give the impersonation or idea as though it is a black and white answer like that are not entirely being honest.
Mm-hmm. So, in order to avoid hexing, what are some of your alternatives?
Blessing myself.
I bless myself.
Instead of hexing.
Like, kind of like how you can like prevent like where you won't feel like you have to hex someone. Does that make sense?
I think so.
Like, I think...
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. I was like, I think, like, mirror spells and protection wards are great. You know, they're meant to stop things that lead to hexing in general. Like, I know I mentioned it, like, a few times in the pod, but, I keep a mirror on my altar that I respell and charge during the full moon with that specific purpose. And it reflects that energy back towards anyone who wants to do me harm magically, or, like, even if they are, like, someone's with ill intent is gossiping about me. And, you know, like, I have, like, household protection spells and even carry like protection spells on me while I'm on the go. Like, yeah, that's what I do.
I personally like have wards and protections up, ones I both carry with me and ones that like live in my house and stuff like that. And that is, for me at least, something I feel confident in it being a protection. Like, I always get leery of like being like, I feel so confident in this, because I feel like I'm asking for somebody to like be like, yeah, bitch, let's see about that.
I feel like things do slip in sometimes. I think that's why people get like really, I don't know, really confused, like what their protection stuff isn't working. Like, it maybe like it kind of like tapered off how bad it was going to get, you know what I mean? But, you know, nothing's perfect.
Right.
And we just have to keep doing everything in the best of our abilities to, like, keep that bad stuff at bay.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
That's just how I personally try to protect myself. I think really when it comes down to it, that having words up and stuff like that really is the only way that you can protect yourself. And I also think it's worth bringing up the fact that a lot of people will say, I think I'm cursed, I think I've been hexed. You know, in my 1 million years of doing this, legitimately taking the time to hex somebody, I've probably done less than a dozen times. Or done any baneful magic on. I know that, like, we're sat here, we're having jokes about the fact that, like, you know, oh, I always think it's justified. But in reality, going back to that, is it worth the energy? For me, most of the time, it's not. And I think that as practitioners, it's really easy to fall down this kind of rabbit hole of somebody's cursed me, that's why this is going wrong. In reality, it's probably just bad luck.
Yeah, like it happens. Like, bad days happen, bad weeks happen, bad months happen.
And it's not to say that people won't hex you or will hex you, but you have to assume the fact that the person is not only a practitioner of magic, but that they give enough of a shit about you to take the time and energy to do baneful magic on you, as well as the combination of knowing what they're doing and having enough energy to do that. 9 times out of 10, and then they aren't.
Yes, well, I completely agree with you. But I do feel like people, like non-magical people, actually can throw out their energy and intentionally, not like full on hex, but
wanting harm, you know, wanting something like, bad.
Yeah, wanting harm. And that enough energy could, like, you know, cause some shit to happen. But, you know, hopefully, like, with, as you said, with it being a non-magical practitioner, that it won't be as bad, especially if you have wards and stuff up. I mean, that should be pretty help you.
I agree.
Stay safe.
I agree. And, really, at the end of the day, right, that's all you can do. And then you should just, you know, if you think something's going on, do a cleansing. You know, do a cleansing, do a reversal, do a mirror spell, whatever.
Yeah. And then, yes, and I highly recommend, like, salt baths. Like, and then, like, I also like to use charcoal soap in those situations. Just too. Kind of, like, draw whatever is attached to you out.
I can recommend that sea grape apothecary that we talked about before, their soap. They've got a charcoal one that I have that is amazing.
I love charcoal soap. Like, last question. What are your favorite hexing ingredients?
Oh, God. Lemons, obviously. The lemon werewolf curse. But in reality, I mean, if I'm going to do, like, something really serious to somebody, I'm going to go all out. So we're going to have the coffin nails. We're going to have, you know, clay poppets, wax poppets. I sometimes will take candles and I will melt and carve them into a poppet for the purpose of it. Needles and all that. when I'm in a silly, goofy mood, you know what I mean?
That's so funny. But, like, I like to make my flower poppets, obviously. They're just made out of flour and water, and, like, I let them dry for, like, an hour or so. But, you know, I collect thorns, nails, and, like, dead wasps, and I like to use hornet's penis candles in certain situations.
Oh, my God. I've used that before as well.
Yes. Ghost pepper. I mean, spit. Yeah.
Tee-hee.
Do it all.
You know, and I'm just in, like, a silly, goofy mood. yeesh. Yeah. I say go forth and prosper, gang. You know, at the end of the day, all you can do is your best. So think about that.
Yes. And be, like, be a nice person. Be a good person.
Doesn't mean that you get to be a doormat.
Yes.
That it's okay.
Don't be a doormat.
And it's okay to say, you know what? I'm justified in doing this because of XYZ and going for it. So you do you, gang.
Yes. But don't be assholes.
Yeah, don't be an asshole. Nobody likes an asshole. Nobody likes it. So, Maria, what is stirring your cauldron right now?
Oh, let me tell you. So, everyone's going to hate me for this topic, but it's fine. So, I am loving that winter solstice and Yule is right around the corner. It is getting actually pretty chilly here in South Carolina. Like, I think next week it's going to be like high 50s, low 30s, 20s. And, you know, I already have many of my decorations up, even though it'll probably take me all a month to like get it completed because, you know, your girl tries to use her spoons wisely. Now, before anyone comes for me, like, my family and I don't celebrate Thanksgiving, and also, like, celebrating winter November through February 2nd used to be a thing in like the Middle Ages and even a little while after it. So for my family and I, this is like, this time of year is like rare, like not like the littlest about like gifts and such. It's more about like being freaking cozy and enjoying the lights of the tree, and of course, you know, the time we devote to family togetherness and stuff like that. And you know, we have many big breakfasts, watch movies, and practice kitchen witchery together. And then it's like our family tradition to have, like, on Christmas Eve, we have this huge like chocolate and appetizer feast and light all the candles in the house to, you know, fill the house with like light to combat the darkness. And you know, it's just, it's not this mad rush that many people make it out to be this time of year. We actually, you know, do what you're supposed to do around this season. It's like, chill. You take a back seat. You know, you're not like doing, have a million different things on your plate.
Couldn't be me.
Hey, you're valid. You have a lot of stuff going on. Yeah, it's just like insanely magical. And I'm really looking forward to it.
It's amazing. I love that.
Thank you.
I'm excited to relax as well.
Yeah, you deserve to relax.
Thanks, Mom.
You deserve it.
Thanks, Mom. But
I don't know. I really, like, for me, this is like the super magical time of the year because I feel like I have the time to like to devote to my practice and to, like, I find myself less on like social media and on my phone, which I think helps a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I really like this time of year. Yeah.
I do not like how dark it is, but otherwise I agree.
I love it. It's so nice.
It makes me so sleepy. It's like 7 o'clock at night and I'm like, good night.
I know. My wife and I were talking. We're like, wow, it's 5 o'clock. I'm not going anywhere. It's like 10. But I like it because that means I get to turn on all the like lights in my house early because the inside of my house is decorated like people's outside of their houses. It's fine. It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. It's, and it's good, actually. Oh my gosh.
So, Robin, what is not stirring your cauldron this week? That was not very sexy.
See, I mean, it wasn't your sexiest, no, but I'm definitely going to say it was like, you know, top 10 for sure. What is not stirring my cauldron is social media, specifically the scammers. I am so fucking sick of them. I reported as of this morning 12 of them now in 30 days. 12 in 30 days. And Instagram's just like, hee hee, that's fine. I'm losing my fucking mind. I don't know what else to do anymore. Like, and I don't mean in terms of like the scammers themselves. What I don't know what to do anymore is for the viewers like you. The viewers who like are sending me messages and are like, is this you? Ma'am. Please. No, it is not me. Like, it's that's what's making me crazy. I've made Instagram post after Instagram post after story post after IGTV after fucking everything. And what's bothering me about it is the fact that my content is now having to shift, and it's no longer just like witchcraft content. It is content where I'm having to remind people like that I am not a scammer, or that the scammers aren't me, like every five fucking days. Mm-hmm. And that's what's making me crazy.
You're a better person than me, because I've just given up. It is what it is.
Like and then on top of that, I guess the other thing that's upsetting me is, you know, I turned off my email notification or DMs for like what, 6 yeah. months. And then mm-hmm. I turned them back on as a way to try to combat the scammers, right? Because I figure, you know, then people can DM me and they can tell me that so-and-so is scamming and I can post about it. And mm-hmm. people are sending me really nasty messages because I'm not responding to them. Like, when mm-hmm. there's a scammer pretending to be me, just for reference, guys, I probably get like 250 messages in a 24-hour period of people mm-hmm. that are being great and kind and wonderful, and they're letting me know that this person has been scamming me, which is great. Like, I have no qualms in that. But simultaneously, I literally cannot respond to all of them. Like, I've got mm-hmm. a job. I've got a newborn. I am literally packing up my entire life to move to a foreign country. Don't send me a mean ass fucking, that's what it is. Don't send me a mean message being like, you know, you don't even respond to my shit. Like, I do my best to respond to as many as I can in the small mm-hmm. window of time that I have for social media every day.
Mm-hmm.
I know it maybe looks like I chronically am online or something, but I actually am only on my phone, according to my little tracker, about an hour and a half every day. That's broken up between multiple apps. Like, please stop being mean to me because I didn't respond to your message. I'm doing my best.
And it sucks because I have my like DM shut off, but apparently people can still send me messages. Instagram, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense at all. So I get like mean comments like, you haven't responded to my DM. And it's like, oh my gosh. And, like, it says it in my bio.
I really do try to get back to everybody's stuff. And like I've said multiple times, like, you know, if it's something really important, email me, please. Like, let's say, for example, mm-hmm. I did something problematic or unkind. Please mm-hmm. email me that, like, so I know. Because your DM very likely will get lost in a sea of other DMs. And although I do my best, I am a human being.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just the mixture.
No. You're the supreme. Of the scammers. You're not a human being. You're omnipresent.
Of the scammers partnered with people being like really mean to me because I'm missing stuff. It just, I'm in a funk about all of it, if I'm being really honest. It makes it really difficult to create content when, what's the point? It's just gonna get fucking scammed, and then I'm gonna get yelled at by 20 people because I didn't see their message, like, and they mm-hmm. got their shit scammed, like. I don't know. It's just really starting
honestly,
to get to me.
Like, yeah. Honestly, there's not much that me or you, like, or people who are, you know, getting impersonated can really do. It's, you know, one, the only reason why they keep making these accounts is because people keep falling for it. And all you can do is quit falling for it, like, and stop like, paying these people, because I know they're getting away with it, making a ton of money from it.
Yeah, and thing is that don't give, like, you, for example, you know my name is Robin, you know that I have a business, Tired Witch. Stop mm-hmm. sending your money to fucking Jane Sue at 21 at Gmail on, you know, PayPal, like. Please have a little discernment, guys. Like, and then if you fall for it, which is unfortunate and horrible, and I don't want that to happen to anybody, don't fucking yell at me because you fell for it when I've done a ton of stuff to try to help everyone protect themselves. I mean, just today, Marie and I were talking about it. Just today, I've had to report 5 accounts pretending to be me. 5. And it's a like an hour-long process to report each one. Like, I'm doing my best and my part. Like, don't... Mm-hmm. I'm not a verbal punching bag. Don't fucking take it out on me. And it's just I don't know. It's getting me very frustrated and making me not, like, want to be on the internet. Like, I am really sorry if you got, but ultimately, that's not my fault.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's where I'm at with that.
That's what's my story in
my cauldron. Yay! So, if you just followed us, every single week we talk about creators that we are loving right now. This could be shops, Instagrams, books, art, photography, I mean, fucking anything. These are things that we have found that we are loving right now. This is organic finding. Please stop emailing us, asking to be on here. I'm looking at the email that's bumped itself 5 times in our email right now. Like... Stop it! Oh, yes. Shit. So that being said, Maria, my darling love, what are you loving right now?
So, I don't have my hands on it yet, but it's very Taurus, like, full moon energy. It's Kokarina's Regal Edition Grimoire. Now, this baby is humongous. Like, it looks like it's the size of, like, from my middle finger to my elbow. Like, it's huge. And it's, like, black gold cover, and all the pages are, like, that, you know, the uneven, like, rustic, like, look to rustic. It. Like, this thing is gorgeous. Oh, it's so beautiful. And I do want to warn the listeners that it is kind of pricey, but, like, I guess Kokarina is only making 100 of them. But there is, like, a smaller version that has, like, the gold on the sides. That's also really, really pretty. But the Regal Edition is beautiful, and I'm really excited to get it.
That sounds awesome.
She's amazing. Yeah.
That sounds very nice.
What are you loving?
For me, personally, what I am loving right now is a tarot deck. No surprise. The account is called Bubo Plague. I think that's how you pronounce it. Absolutely fucking stunning. Like, fucking stunning. It is like, I don't know how to describe it. I would say almost like manga inspired. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that makes total sense. It looks like something from Japanese, like Spirited Away.
Yeah, like old Japanese art. I don't know the style that the art would be categorized as, but you know those like old Japanese paintings. They're kind of like very linear and stuff like that. It's like that. And the deck that they've made is called the Yokai Yochi Tarot. And it is fucking beautiful. I want one super bad. Probably going to try to get my hands on it. So pretty. Like, I'm just absolutely blown away by it. I think it's pretty. So beautiful.
And it's black and gold, guys.
Yeah, it is. It is, actually. So Maria can have a big old heart on about that.
Oh, it's already there.
Oh, my word.
Oh, it's so pretty. It Thanks, is really Robin. Pretty. Thanks.
Tee-hee! Oh, my word.
But those are pretty. I want them.
Me too.
Yeah.
They're so pretty.
Yeah.
I don't think they're out yet. They're like, they just like finished printing, and I don't know. I don't entirely know. I know it was a Kickstarter first. I want it. I need it. Gotta have it. Gonna try to.
I mean, if there is one in my stocking, I won't hate it.
I would absolutely not hate it.
So Santa, if you're listening.
Santa baby. Oh my goodness.
That's gonna be me until I get my hands on it. Yes.
Yeah, it's so good. I love it. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode. We hope to see you on Friday, November 26th for our 21st episode. Or in the meantime, you can catch us on our in-between episodes, Coffee Talk. There will not be one in between these two because I'm moving and I need a little break in there. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, you can catch us on our Instagrams, our Twitter, our Facebook, and you can find all of these links at coffeeandcauldrons.com.
Or even better, you can join us on our Discord tier, which is First Coven on Patreon, so we can answer your questions next time. So if you're loving Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts as well.
Please, it helps us out so much by getting reviewed on there. We really appreciate it.
And we love reading them. They're so sweet.
They are. And that being said, if you join our Patreon, you will get to hear our lovely, beautiful, sensual, sexy voices for an additional 30-ish minutes for a part two episode that goes with this. If you join the Patreon casting tier and up.
So again, this is Coffee and Cauldrons
with Robin from At a Tired Witch on Instagram.
And I'm Maria from At Maria the Arcane on Instagram. You ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah. One,
two, three. Hi, witches!
That sounded good to me. Does that sound good to you? Good.
5 to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.